Adam Turkington of the Belfast Culture Night with us now this morning. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, Shane Graham. Morning to you, Shane.
Good morning.
Right, Adam, what's your assessment of where we are?
Well, I mean, I can only talk from the position of our organisation, Culture Night. We've received a £30,000 cut, which represents a third of our budget. And Andrew, who was on before, will tell you, you know, when we've got 50,000 people in an open, an uncontrolled environment, basically not uncontrolled, but like a street environment that's not a proper venue with no turnstiles in or out, that caused the event into question, because we need that money to keep those people safe.
Right, so can you survive this, or is that Culture Night gone?
Well, look, we're not giving up, obviously. That would be crazy. You know, there's a lot of goodwill for the event, and hopefully we can try and pick up the pieces.
So maybe you can take the cuts then.
Well, it's not about that. I mean, my problem with this is that we're not standing here going, yeah, the arts should be protected and the arts is sacred. And, you know, the arts, and in particular these events, whether they're sporting events or arts events, they deliver for the economy.
You say that, but if we've got policing in crisis, if we've got our health service in crisis, maybe Culture Night needs to just go.
Yeah, but look, that's a different budget. You know, there's a debt-y budget. I don't mind standing toe-to-toe with the rest of the debt-y budget and saying that we deliver on the money that we get given.
What is Culture Night anyway? I don't really know what it is. What is it?
Well, it's a platforming event. So basically, we had 250 free events in 6 hours, and we had 50,000 people on the streets of Belfast. And those 50,000 people spent £2 million on the night of Culture Night.
But doing what?
Just attending like 250 different events and going to restaurants and going to bars and going to shops and spending money basically and using taxis, staying in hotels. There wasn't a free bed night in Belfast on the weekend of Culture Night, and that's because people come now from all over.
Some people would say it's entertainment for the middle classes.
Well, look, you know, people say that about arts events sometimes, but I can categorically say...
They might be right.
Well, no, they're not right. I mean, look, I'm not going to get into the specifics of broader arts, and I think that's a bogus argument in general. But in the case of Culture Night, it's a free event because it's about access for everyone. We bring down, like, literally tens of thousands of people, and when we look at the BT, you know, where people come from, they come from all over the city, from the most deprived areas of the city. We do tours for people who are from a particularly disadvantaged background, so that we introduce them gently into the environment and make them feel like as much part of the event as everybody.
So Shane Greer, it creates a buzz for the city, and the economic return, as Adam has spelled out to us this morning, makes it well worth its way.
I think there are two broad points in this. The first is with regard events like this. You can create a culture of dependence, which happens a lot in the arts, where ultimately a reliance on public funding prevents them from looking more heavily at private sector sponsorship. If you look at two well-known events, the Ulster Rally, for example, very well-known in the rally world, a very big event, an event that gets a lot of international attention, and yet three of its main sources of funding are from the public sector: the Fermanagh Council in Northern Ireland, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, and the Ordnance Survey for Northern Ireland. Equally, if you look at Restaurant Week for Belfast, that's an event that receives its sponsorship exclusively from two public sources: the Northern Ireland Regional Food Programme and the Northern Ireland Tourist Board. Compare that, for example, to restaurant weeks elsewhere. For example, Restaurant Week in Washington, D.C., where I live, that's entirely private.
So what are you saying to us? We're too hooked on public spending. Is that what you're saying, Shane?
My point is, Stephen, if you create a culture of dependence, and pretty much exclusive dependence, on public sector funding, most of which comes ultimately from England, with Northern Ireland being a net receiver, you prevent those organisations from ever having to reach out to the private sector more heavily to become private sector exclusive rather than heavily public sector. The bigger point here, though, is the Northern Ireland Executive has failed to reconcile itself to the realities of the welfare changes that have been pushed through by the Parliament in Westminster. And Nick Clegg, whatever you think of the guy, what do you think of the position the Lib Dems have got themselves into? National government sets those policies, makes those decisions, and the Northern Ireland has failed to reach an agreement on it.
Look, this is a myth. There's a culture of dependence, particularly in the arts sector. If you look at our event, we generate just as much in-kind donation from businesses and cash donation from businesses as we do in grant funding.
And so you're half dependent on grant funding.
Yeah, but the point is that we're creating a special one-off event, which is free. I can't put up box office sales. I can't sort of produce the program because we don't have a program. You know, this is the specifics of my event. And the arts funding, can I just say, is pretty much per capita half what it is in the rest of the UK. Northern Ireland historically has had disastrous investment in the arts and arts infrastructure over the last couple of years, and further cuts like this is going to decimate.
So some of the events under threat, the Belfast Film Festival, the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival, the Northern Ireland Countryside Festival, Bangor Seashore Festival, the Northern Ireland International Air Show, Cinemagic, Halloween Carnival, Food and Drink Show, Belfast Restaurant Week, Out to Lunch, short events designed around the lunch hour to entertain the city's workers. Would you care if you lost any of these? 08459 555 678. Shane and Adam, thank you.